97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Got a girl from the south side.
If you want the season to change, just hang around Missouri for a little while, and then suddenly it's 71 day and 19 the next. Just our luck for the opening day of deer season. How about that, Bo Matthews? How
you like that? You been looking at the weather forecast? Don't be doing that.
Thank goodness.
You may roll
I
over
did.
And go, I'm going to stay in bed.
That's, man, I'm telling you, what a shock. Let's get to Dan Zarlenga from the Missouri Department of Conservation joining us this morning to talk a little bit more about firearms deer hunting season that is now in effect on the 12th here in the great state of Missouri. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Great. Thank you. Gonna get a little colder than I'd like for deer season, but other than that.
Well, you know, it's better than what I guess for deer season than it was a week or so ago when it was 80. So, Look at the bright side. It's probably the lesser of two evils.
That is very true. We wanted to get with you and just talk about a couple of the things. If anything has changed this year for people who are going out, what they can expect in terms of licensing and limits and all that stuff.
Yeah, sure. So, a lot of it's similar to, previous years. You, of course, need your deer hunting permit, which is, for residents is $17, resident adults, and, out-state folks is like $265. So, it's pretty reasonable overall as far as permits go, relative. And as far as the limits are concerned, you can take, one antlered deer during the firearms deer seasons combined, or two if you're also hunting archery. And then as far as the antlerless ones go, that's going to vary a little bit this year. Most counties you can fill up to two antlerless permits, but there are some exceptions. So my recommendation would be look at either on our website or the 2022 fall deer and turkey hunting booklet, and that can give you all the details there. But other than that, we're expecting a great season. Looks like the weather will actually, favor hunters this year, at least for opening weekend. So that's good. The other big news item, though, is we are continuing our chronic wasting disease sampling protocol for this year, like we've done in the most of the recent years past. And that will involve that hunters who are hunting in our select CWD management zone counties will need to bring their deer in for testing those first 2 days of firearms deer season, this Saturday and Sunday, November 12th and 13th.
So how do you know if your county? I mean, is that on the hunter then? I'm sorry to I didn't mean to interrupt Bo there, but is that on the hunter to go to the website and figure out, because everybody's hunting everywhere?
Yeah. So, yes, you can do, again, just like the other things, you can go to our website, mdc.mo.gov, and basically look up CWD, and that will give you, that will get you to all the information. Or if you have that 2022 fall deer and turkey hunting pamphlet, which you can pick up, you can download from our website, you can pick up at any place you buy permits or any conservation office. And that has a very clear delineated map showing you where the CWD management zone counties are, and it shows you graphically in a map what counties do require that sampling, and it's also listed there. So, yeah, it's fairly easy information to get. And so if you are in one of those 34 counties that are in the CWD management zone, you will need to bring your deer in to one of the stations in that county and have it sampled. And those stations are also listed in those same two sources I mentioned, mdc.mo.gov and that fall deer and turkey hunting pamphlet.
From the Missouri Department of Conservation, Dan Zarlenga is joining us. And my question, can we drill down on the information about the chronic wasting disease? How is the testing done? What happens if can you visually see that an animal has this or not necessarily? And if it does, do you just not take it in?
Yeah, sure. So, let me go back a little bit and talk about the history of CWD, and we'll hit all those points. CWD is chronic wasting disease. We'll just call it CWD because that rolls off the tongue a little easier. And, you know, it's been on the landscape in this country since about the late 1960s, but not in Missouri. It was out west mostly, I believe, in Colorado and those areas. But it did make an appearance, its first appearance here in Missouri at around 2010, I believe, in north central Missouri. And since then, it has expanded to encompass more counties in Missouri. The current status is it does appear to be expanding, but very slowly. The vast majority of deer don't have it, so it's not like it's rampant on our landscape. But it's enough to that we want to keep make sure we monitor it and surveil for it. And as far as can you tell if a deer's got it or not by looking at it, well, it is called chronic wasting disease, which means at some point the deer does waste away and get weak and sickly looking and skinny and disoriented and all that kind of stuff. But that actually does not happen until the latter part of the disease, right before the deer actually dies. The disease, the prions, which is a misshapen protein, it's not a bacterial or viral disease. It's a misshapen protein that causes this disease, can be exist in the deer's body for up to 18 months before there's any symptoms. So The bottom line is you can't tell by looking at them. And there are other diseases that cause similar effects to chronic wasting disease, too. So you cannot tell by looking. The only way to tell is to test some neurological tissue in part of the neural system in the deer. And what we do is we use lymph nodes for that. And so we take lymph nodes out of the neck, we send them to a lab, and they can test and confirm whether the disease is in the deer or not. But you can't tell by looking at it.
All right, Dan. Well, it's obviously harmful to the deer, but if that deer is consumed, is that an issue?
So currently there has been no evidence that CWD can be transmitted to humans through eating deer meat. However, Centers for Disease Control, CDC, does not recommend consuming any deer that is infected with CWD. So they're the experts in that category, and we're going to go with their recommendation. So basically we don't recommend you eat it. So really this is helping, I think, hunters out as well to help give them peace of mind when they hunt in a CWD county that they are getting deer that are not, you know, don't have the disease. So what we do is we're asking hunters to bring deer in to one of our CWD sampling stations. Again, this is only mandatory for this Saturday and Sunday. What we do is we extract the lymph nodes. It's actually a fairly painless process, even for the deer at that point. And, So I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, basically it's fairly quick. It's fairly easy. We do take some data from the hunter, like where they shot the deer, what county, and where on a map that was. And so that helps us. Then when we get those samples, we know where it was taken to a very high degree of accuracy, and then we can monitor where it is on the landscape. And then the hunters will get a card and with a number on it, and that will allow them to check the results on the website. Usually in about 2 weeks or so, they'll be done, 2 to 3. However, if hunters do get a positive, they will get a call from us. We will let them. Any positives, we will contact directly. Negatives, we don't contact, but everything goes on the website, so you can double-check.
Well, good. Dan, just to let people know, I pulled the map up here. If they're in the sound of our voice here, 97.1 or KMOX, listening to this, Franklin County, Crawford County, Washington County, Jefferson County, St. Francis, St. Genevieve, and Perry counties are the counties in our immediate listening area where you have mandatory, it's a mandatory management zone for CWD sampling for just this weekend. I just wanted people to know that. So
Yes, and you're absolutely right. It is those counties for this weekend where it is mandatory. Now, outside of this weekend, hunters are welcome to have their deer sampled no matter where they get it, no matter when they get it, or by what method. They're welcome to have it sampled voluntarily, and that also helps us get data as well. And to that end, to help hunters do that, we are in all these CWD management zone counties, we have drop-off locations. And again, that's all on our website. All the addresses are there, but all the counties that are impacted have them. And so that you can take your deer there and drop the head off, basically. What we need is the head and 6 inches of the neck. That will give us enough to get that, extract those lymph nodes. There's a freezer there. There's bags. There's labeling materials. And they're accessible basically all the time, 7 days a week. So hunters can drop their heads off there, put down their data, and then, again, we will take those extract those lymph nodes, do the tests, and contact the hunter if it is positive, and all results will go on the website, positive or negative. So that's another way.
I was going to say the website is really thorough. You guys have done a great job building that website out to make it really easy and step by step. If we can just pivot just real quick, Dan, how was the archery harvest? Has it been good?
So far, so good. I don't have the numbers there, but I think, you know, it's a little slow initially because the weather's been a little warm, so it's not ideal for, you know, getting out there. But I suspect it's going to pick up pretty well as the weather is cooling off. And then the archery season, of course, started September 15th. So that's been going on a little ways now and will proceed until January 15th. So that's our biggest window of deer hunting opportunity for folks. So if you're willing to accept the challenges of archery hunting, you've got kind of the biggest window of hunting opportunity.
Yeah.
So, no, I was just going to say, we encourage folks to do that. And also, if you're an archery hunter and you want to get your deer tested, you can certainly do that too, as we mentioned.
Yeah. You know my luck, Dan. I just have to tell you, I've often joked that Mark is an Indian name for bad hunter. I almost hit 2 bucks on my way into work this week on the same street. I don't know if they were out. I don't know if the rut has actually started yet or not. I suspect it has. But they were out looking early in the morning on my drive to work. I came in at like 4 a.m. So, you know, as people head out and they're hunting this weekend, I know there are rules on prohibited methods of hunting during firearm season.
Can you
hit a couple of those? I mean, besides cars, obviously you don't want that to be used.
Well, actually, you can, if you do hit a deer with your car,
yeah.
You can make lemonade out of lemons. If you call a conservation agent, you can get a disposition to actually possess that deer.
Oh, okay.
With an okay of a conservation agent. So just as if you had hunted it legally during a legal hunting season. So that's sort of, you know, nobody likes to hit
Mark,
a deer.
Mark, you might get one this year.
Heck, I might get one.
That might improve your chances, but you do bring up a good point, too. I mean, hunting aside, all folks probably would be good to keep extra vigilance when they're driving this time of year because you're right. The rut is underway. It peaks in October and November. So the deer are basically rut, for folks who may not know, that's the mating season for deer. And so they're pretty much consumed by hormones and only one thing on their mind. And it isn't watching out for cars. So, you know, they are running around. They're more active. And so, yes, unfortunately, we do have a spike in deer vehicle collisions this time of year. So, you know, just the same rules apply for any kind of driving. Make sure you're not texting or messing with other stuff. You're keeping your eyes on the road. If you see one deer, there's probably going to be more. So that's a cue to slow down and be vigilant, even if it's just standing by the side of the road. Certainly, if you're going through any kind of rural areas or areas with a lot of fields and forests around, you're going to have a higher incidence of likelihood of seeing a deer. Use your bright lights when you can and, you know, just kind of be extra alert. And so that's what we always want to tell folks. And another thing I think you have this time of year, too, is with the changing daylight times, you know, the sun's rising later and setting earlier, and that sometimes coincides when we're people going to and from work. And dawn and dusk, of course, is where wildlife is typically the most active. So you have a kind of a convergence of things there that often result in a higher peak of accidents. So we always urge people to pay attention and take some extra care on the road.
Dan, Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors is for everybody. And if you're listening and you're not a deer hunter, and you do hit a deer, you know somebody that does. My neighbor just hit one and totaled out his car. It was horrible. Who normally gets the call? Does 911 get the call? How often do we see deer just, you know, dead laying on the side of the road? What should be done? Should we call the conservation department or should we call 911? What's your best recommendation?
Yeah, so if you hit a deer, I mean, the very first thing is you got to look out for yourselves and your passengers. So if there's anybody injured or, you know, what are you suspecting an injury, you definitely want to call 911 and get some medical attention as quickly as possible. Then, of course, you may have whatever you need to do with your insurance company as far as the car is concerned.
Sure.
You could call authorities, the local county sheriff, local police department, or conservation agent and report it as well. What typically happens is those deer get removed. We have, like, contractors and stuff that will remove the deer. Sometimes an agent might if he's available. If the deer is still alive, unfortunately, you know, I would call a law enforcement to help you with that situation, and they would probably need to, you know, dispatch the deer as humanely as possible. So those are, you know, those are some things to kind of keep in mind. And then, like I said, if you do want to possess the deer, then contact your conservation agent.
Yeah, how often do they sit there for days on end? It's like, man, I don't
see it. Yeah.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and, you know, it is a challenge in a lot of our urban areas, especially because, you know, traditionally, you know, in historical past, we had lots of predators, mountain lions, wolves, and everything that kept everything checked. We don't have those predators anymore. We have more expansion of urban expansion into formerly, you know, rural areas. So we're getting a lot of that does happen, and that is a thing. And so our only method really of checking deer population is through human hunters at this point.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way it is.
Dan, is one last question here. Is poaching a big problem for the Department of Conservation, and what should people do if they suspect it?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, I'm not going to kid you. Poaching happens, okay? We wouldn't need conservation agents if it didn't. So
we do,
but, you know, the vast majority, you know, 99.9 whatever percent of hunters are, of course, doing the right thing, and we appreciate that. And they're following the rules. They're playing the game correctly. But there are a few that don't. And so, yes, we do are on the lookout for those things. So we can, you know, we want to make hunting fair for everybody. And, you know, and one of the reasons we have hunting regulations is so that we will continue to have a robust deer population and everyone will get a chance who wants to. But one thing you can do is call, our Operation Game Thief hotline if you do suspect that there may be something. And so if you're out there hunting and, you know, you see something that's a little, someone doing something that's not the right thing, or you're just out there hiking or bird watching or whatever you're doing, yes, we appreciate all those eyes on the landscape because we can't be everywhere, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
And that definitely helps to do that. And so let me pull that number up. That's Operation Game Thief Hotline, and that's 1-800-392-1111.
Okay.
That's on our website also, 1-800-392-1111. So if you see anything, and it's not just hunting, fishing or arson, someone's lighting fires, whatever they shouldn't be doing out there, that line is kind of your hotline for if you see anything. And if folks can do anything like get a license plate or a description, or certainly if they know the identity of the person, any information they can get will be helpful to that. And you can be anonymous if you want. If you don't want your name out there, you can do it all anonymously. Otherwise, you can also be eligible for a cash reward if there is a, you know, that does lead to a conviction of some sort.
Good to know. MDC.MO.gov is the website. Dan Zarlinga, thanks for filling us in on all the details this weekend. We appreciate it.
Sure, and we just want hunters to be safe out there. Make sure you observe muzzle in a safe direction. Make sure you do the right things with your tree stands because that's where most of the accidents happen, believe it or not. So make sure you're using a haul line, you use a restraint system when you're in your tree stand so you're not going to fall out and all those kinds of things. But be safe and have fun, and that's really what it's about at the end of the day.
We'll do it. Dan, thank you. We'll have you on again soon.
Great. All appreciate the opportunity, guys. You guys take it easy and have a good day.
We will do it. Dan Zarlinga, thank you, from the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Great to get him on here. Did I tell you, Bo, about my new gun for deer hunting?
Ooh, no.
Yeah, it's a 2003 GMC Yukon. Because I know just where those bucks are. They live just outside of my neighborhood, and nobody's allowed to touch
fortified, them. Have you fortified the bumper?
Yeah, I should. No kidding.
Put the deer whistles need to get one of those big backwards.
Yeah, you need to get one of those big brush guards. That's what you need.
Oh boy, that was good. That was a good segment, though. People need to know that stuff. I'm glad we got
a lot of
Dan
good information.
You bet.
Chronic wasting disease, is that ever on the MASH? Do you ever talk about that?
We have not. No, that's not one. I've not gone into the CWD on the MASH.
Okay. Well, good luck to all the deer hunters out there. Be safe, as Dan mentioned, and Mark, good luck in your hunting this holiday, this weekend. Well, it's kind of a holiday for some.
It is, isn't it? No doubt. All right. Thank you. Hey, we'll see you next weekend on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.